turn on the news, every headline screams doom. Recession fears, market volatility, political chaos, global uncertainty. If you've built real wealth, whether you own a business, climbed the corporate ladder, or invested wisely over decades, you've heard this soundtrack before. And you know something most people don't. The stock market is not the economy. And reacting to today's headlines is one of the fastest ways to destroy years of wealth building. Here's what's actually happening. Let me be direct. The stock market looks forward. The economy looks backward. Markets price in what's coming 6 months, 1 year, even several years down the road. They're trying to figure out what the world will look like when things settle. The economy? It just tells you what already happened. So here's what I've seen work for 40 years. When headlines are scariest, markets are often already pricing in the recovery. When everything feels great, markets are already worried about what's next. This is why people who panic sell during bad headlines and buy back in after good ones consistently get destroyed. They're always doing the exact opposite of what they should be doing. Why is everything so negative? There's a simple reason. Negative news sells. A study from Nature Human Behavior looked at over 105,000 news headlines. Know what they found? Every negative word in a headline increased clicks by 2.3%. Positive words? They actually hurt engagement. Stanford researchers found the same thing. Media platforms algorithmically push negative content because it gets more reactions, more shares, more comments. Your anxiety is literally their business model. So they're not lying. They're just showing you the most profitable version of the truth. That doesn't mean the challenges are fake. Every economy has real problems. But constant negativity distorts your perception of reality. And when your perception is wrong, your decisions are wrong. And when your decisions are wrong, your wealth suffers. The actual facts on the ground. Let me give you the non-headline version of what's real. Unemployment is near historic lows. Corporate profits are strong. Innovation is accelerating. AI, biotech, energy. Consumer spending is solid for people with real assets. Net worth for investors is near all-time highs. America still leads the world in entrepreneurship and technology. Productivity improvements are reshaping how business works. Are there also real challenges? Absolutely. Inflation, interest rates, geopolitical tension, government debt. These deserve to be in your plan. But here's the thing. You can have real challenges and strong fundamentals at the same time. That's actually how it normally works. There's